Welcome all friends to the Dhamma. Look, watch, and see. Where is meditation? When your eye look, you must watch from inside. Look and watch. Your eye and your mind connect. Okay? When you look, you not watch. You look and you think something else. You don't have meditation. But when you watch, you not think anything else. Your eye look this way, you must watch. Look this way, you watch. Look at your job, watch your job. Look at your friend, watch your friend. Look at the way, watch the way. You got meditation. Okay? Look and watch is meditation. Watch and see clearly. You got seeing clearly more and more. You got inside meditation. Okay? Look and watch. Watch and see. You can practice meditation the whole day. When you cooking with habit and think something else. When you cook, you must watch. When you watch, then you got meditation. Okay? Then your food become delicious. Okay? Look and watch. People will taste delicious. Okay? But if you cook and with thought, maybe they don't like, not delicious. Okay? Whatever you do, you must look. When you look, you must watch. You got meditation. When you watch, you see clearly. You got vipassana inside meditation. Okay? Now, you told me, look at your breathing in, but inside, sleepily. Not watch. Okay? Look at your breathing in, look and watch. Watch and see. Okay? How to watch? Can you watch for your mind? Bring your two finger up and move under your chin. Don't look by your eye. Watch, you can watch. Watch the finger movement. Watch the movement. Watch the movement. Slowly, more slowly you can watch. How it slowly becomes slowly, more slowly, more slowly, more slowly. And you can watch. If you have more intention to put two fingers to touch each other, you got more watch with concentration, more watching with concentration. Attention, 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 nearly touch. Can you see the one? Can you witness the one who watch? Witness inside more attention. Can you witness your mind more attention? Attention, 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 attention. Can you witness your mind more attention? Touching. Can you witness what you got in your mind? If you don't have intention, can you witness your mind? No focus. Okay? And now can you witness your mind? If you have intention to move two fingers to touch each other. Can you witness your mind? More focus, more attention, more concentration from the mind inside. When nearly touching, your mind become still and one point come back. Okay? Now even you not doing, can you still witness your mind? Very calm and one point. Because you just do things very precisely, okay? Can you witness your mind? If you can witness the calmness, it become more calmness. If you can witness the one point, the very sharp mind, it become one point, more one pointedness. You want the calmness in the practice of meditation, but you not witness the calmness. Then maybe you take 15 minutes to get into calmness. But if you just smart, you just witness calmness together, You get into meditation in 1 minute. Okay? Now witness the calmness. And when you watch a monk, can you witness your mind? What different if you watch politician, the High Park? Can you witness your mind when you listen to High Park? Oh, you might disturb. But when you listen to monk, you might calm. Can you witness? Witness your mind. Okay? When you can witness your mind, okay? Then if you watch yourself, can you witness your mind? More calmness if you watch yourself. That's right. And if you watch your breathing, more calmness, okay? Can you witness more calmness? If you watch your breathing in only one time, witness your mind. One time, two time, can you witness what you got in your mind? Now, can you witness your mind back home in the calmness? Can you witness your mind back home? Even now, you talk to people, but your mind still back home because you witness your mind a bit. Okay, witness your mind a bit. When you witness your mind back home, then it stay at home. But when you not witness your mind, you might go out again. Okay, then just do meditation only. One breathing and watch and witness your mind come back. And then listen to me. Can you witness your mind still back home? Because when you witness your mind, you can realize the calmness. Then only do meditation, one or two breathing in and out. When you can witness your mind, the calmness. You get into the calmness in one or two breathing only. Okay? But if you not witness your mind, you not realize the calmness, you have to do maybe 15 minutes breathing in, breathing out, maybe half an hour. Today I want you to go into calmness in maybe 1 minute first. But when you have skill, can you witness your mind? Your mind, when somebody that is mindfulness seeing the mind not go out. But when the mindfulness not seeing the mind always go out. Witness your mind with mindfulness, okay? Not by eye, with awareness, mindfulness, sensing. Can you? Yeah. So when you practice yoga, you witness your mind. Your mind stay still inside. Yoga really wonderful, okay? Because your mind, you always witness, your mind become stay still at home all the time. Then it got mind power. You can feel your movement, yoga practice, and very, very relaxed and very conscious, okay? Now maybe you practice yoga with thought. We thought thinking about those, about this, because you not witness your mind. Okay. So if you not witness your mind, you only got training your physical body, not training your mind. But if you witness your mind, practicing yoga, you got good quality of body, good health, and mind, good quality of mind together. Witness your mind. So I always witness my mind more in the daylight. Even I drink, I witness my mind. Stay here. You understand? Stay here. Don't worry anything. Let go. Stay here. Can you witness your mind stay here? Or can you witness your mindfulness? Stay at the present moment. So I would like you to teach you to witness your mind stay here with your breathing in, stay here, or a bit disturbed, When you witness your mind, stay here, or your mind got mindfulness. Can you witness your mind away, mindfulness fallen somewhere? You walk, mindfulness fallen, and gone away. Can you witness your mindfulness gone away, like a bird fly? So witness your mind, okay? You got more mindfulness come back. If you not witness your mind become lost in thought, okay? Witness your mind. Don't try to look, don't try to see your mind. Only witness, okay? Witness your mind, how mindfulness is. How, when you got mindfulness, come back. Witness your mind, when you got mindfulness, what you got more? Calmness. Witness your mind, when you got mindfulness and calmness, what you got more? Emptiness, okay? Mindfulness, calmness, emptiness, very fast in 3 seconds. Okay? Witness your mind. Okay? So you sit this way. Witness your mind. You might want to sleep. You see this way. Witness your mind. You might become more wake up. But if you just straight up the body, witness your mind. You might more alert. Okay? So this is how to practice meditation smart. Not only practice meditation and don't know anything. You must develop wisdom. More witness your mind, you got more understanding. Okay? Now you are getting near to the calmness. When you witness your mind, you can see thought become less, and you're getting close to the calmness. More witness your mind, you can see now you're getting close and now getting into the calmness. When you witness your mind, you can realize now you're getting into the calmness and emptiness. Okay? So now, witness your mind. Watch yourself. Watch your breathing. Witness your mind. Then you can realize calmness more and more. When you calmness more and more, witness your mind. When you keep watching your breathing, look and watch. Watch and see. You might become more sharp mindfulness, okay? Or one-pointedness, okay? Just witness your mind together. You practice meditation. Can you witness your mind got meditation? Actually, it got from the beginning already. If you can witness your mind in the beginning, you can witness meditation in your mind. Look and watch. Watch and see. And how wake up more and more. If you sit straight up, can you witness your mind? More wake up. Straight up. And look and watch and see your breathing in clearly. Look and watch and see your breathing out clearly. Look and watch clearly. Watch and see clearly. watch and see clearly, clearly, more clearly, more clearly. More clearly every moment of the breathing, in and out. More clearly, more clearly. Even you open your eye, can you witness your mind? Now, can you witness your mind when you go to the dentist? The dentist put machine into your mouth. Your mind go back. Can you witness your mind when the dentist cleaning your teeth? Your mind wash, 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 nothing, something else. Can you witness your mind? More attention. When the dentist say this tooth got problem and will take out, can you witness your mind? More attention. Not lost. Maybe 15 minutes to take a tooth out. You stay there, watch. Can you witness the stillness of mind, one pointedness of mind? Can you witness one pointedness of mind? If you can witness one pointedness of mind, you go to one pointedness of mind. So, when you got more attention to my talk, can you witness one pointedness of mind? Or, I speak loud, if I tell you to hear something more quiet in this room, can you witness your mind when you hear something more quiet? Your mind become narrow, smaller to one point, okay? Can you witness one point in your mind when you hear something quiet? When you can witness one pointedness of mind, then you go there. So now, even you listen to me, can you still witness one pointedness of mind? Then, can you witness one pointedness of mind? If you watch the movement of your hand, right hand movement, don't look. Can you watch? If you watch the movement, it's not one pointedness. Where the one pointedness? You watch the moment and stop. Can you watch the stop? Can you witness your mind? One pointedness. Movement and stop. You might stop also. And one pointedness. Movement and stop. Can you witness your mind still and one pointedness? And movement and stop. Now, movement stop. Movement stop. Moment stop. Can you witness your mind? More stop. One pointedness. More stop, more still. Stop. More stop. Moment stop. Your mind. Watch. Moment and stop. Your mind very good. Mindfulness and stop and still and one point. Moment stop. That's right. Now you're breathing. Your breathing got a stop or not? Breathing in. Now just let go your hand. Feel your breathing. Soothe your breathing deeply. It go to the pause. Or stop 2-3 seconds before breathing out. Can you watch your breathing to the stop? Then you can witness your mind go to one pointedness. Okay? That's right. And now just relax. Open your eye. First, you cannot watch your stop. In the beginning, 1 minute, 2 minutes, you relax. You just feel and watch the movement. And more you just can realize there is a stop. When you can watch, realize and watch the stop, you might become one pointedness. Can you witness? And more you realize the stop, more you know every moment is more stop. Breathing, going in, every moment is it moves stop, but it's very subtle, okay? Can you witness moment stop, changing, or impermanent, coming up, disappear, moment stop. If you can, we call, zoom, can you zoom your breathing? Or you can realize, stop in between. Now, with what you are reading generally in the beginning, opening eye. Can you realize the stop? If you cannot realize the stop, not close your eye. Okay? Can you realize the stop? Can you watch your stop? And can you zoom up? Every moment, zoom. Zoom up. Your mind can see in between the breathing. It become every moment. Can you zoom up the breathing? Watch the breathing and zoom up more. Zoom up, zoom up. It look like it's open, open. And you can see clearly in the movement, got every moment. What every moment? It stop in between. Moment stop, moment stop, moment stop. Today I give you technique. Watch your breathing in the beginning. When you can watch the stop inside, zoom up. Okay? Now, watch your breathing in to the stop. Watch your breathing out and let go. At the stop, at breathing out, don't concentration because you need oxygen immediately. It's not stop long. It's only stop a bit and then you got breathing out. Then just let go, let go. Breathing out, let go. Then you can release all dirtiness, all darkness, all desire and attachment. And just keep zoom up your breathing in. Watch and zoom up. Zoom up. You can see clearly the breathing and the stop up in between. Zoom up. Watch and zoom up. Watch and zoom up.